Borland joins, and we've been studying a series of lessons on the greatest question the world can possibly ask, and that is, what must I do to be saved? We've noted thus far that one must hear the gospel. One must hear the gospel in order to know what to do, in order to be saved, and also in order to have faith. And once an individual has faith, that faith must be strong enough and active enough to cause the individual to repent or turn from his sins, cease sinning, and turn to God. And the next thing that we find them doing in the New Testament is making confession. You know, each one of these things that we have been discussing, we also have the proof for it from the Word of God, and that's what we've endeavored to do, is to study what God has to say on this subject. Now, on the subject of confession, Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." In Matthew 16, there is an example even before the church was built. On the day that Jesus promised to build the church, verses 13 through 18, "And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." There was a confession made by Peter on this occasion. It's not the only time that he made it, but this is the time that there was some mistaken identities that were given. Some thought Christ was one, some thought he was another, and some another. But Peter knew the truth of the matter. He knew who he was, and he made that confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." We've already noted that from Matthew 10, Jesus said this had to be done in order for him to confess the individual before his Father who was in heaven. Then we have an example after the church was built. People were being added to the church who were being saved. And there was an event that took place in the desert, or a deserted place, uninhabited. And there was a man riding along in the chariot reading his Bible. He didn't fully understand what he was reading, and so God sent Philip the evangelist to him, and he wanted to know if he understood what he was reading. And he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" See, their teaching had to be done. He had to hear the Word of God that was applicable to him. All he had, of course, was the Old Testament, because the New Testament was not completed at this time. So in Acts 8, 36 and 7, "As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." See, Peter had made this confession before the church began, because he knew who Christ was, and he knew his purpose for coming, and was a disciple of Christ. And now here's a man, after the church has been built, and people are being added to it, and he hears the gospel, which he must do in order to be saved. And now he raises the question, "Why can't I be baptized?" That's when Philip told him that if he believed with all of his heart, than he could, and they made that confession then. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But there were people who knew who Christ was, but they would not make that confession. They believed that he was who he said he was, the Son of God. They believed he was the Savior of the world. But you see, they didn't take any action on this. And there are a lot of people like that today. They know who Christ is, and they know that he came to seek and to save those that were lost, and they believe what he said, but still, they will not be moved to obedience. And it doesn't make any difference how strongly we believe in Christ as the Son of God. And even if we confess him, that we still are not in Christ. You don't make confession into Christ. You don't believe into Christ. But there are still other things that have to be done. And one more in particular. But we learn of a group of people who were chief rulers. And they believed on him, but they wouldn't confess him. It says, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. How sad. John 12, verses 42 and 43. So far as we know, these men died in sin. They never became Christians, even though they believed, but they liked their job better than they loved Christ. In Romans 10, 9 and 10, Paul writes to the church and reminds them of how important confession really is. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we learn that this is extremely important then, that we make that confession of Christ. We acknowledge with our mouth what we believe in our heart. Now remember that Christ promises to confess you and me only if we confess him before man. And that this confession is made even so that angels, God, all the heavenly hosts can hear this. Whoso shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. Luke 12 and verse 8. And that this confession is to salvation, as we noticed a moment ago. Christ commanded the disciples to teach all nations and to baptize the believers. Before one can be baptized, he must be a believer. And in making the confession, that fact is made known and is unto, that is, in the direction of salvation. When the nobleman from Ethiopia wished to be baptized, the preacher Philip consented to baptize him if he was a believer. Now, if he had said he did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he could not have been scripturally baptized. Have you made confession of what you know in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you haven't, won't you make that confession immediately?